So you've got a great idea for a business, but you're not sure if it's going to fly. Should you be devoting your precious hours to this project? Is it going to work? Is it going to make you money? Is it going to become successful? Well, those are questions every entrepreneur goes through. And today I want to cover some strategies so you can validate your online business idea. So whether you're always dreaming of ideas and writing it down on a napkin or a pad of paper by your bedside before you go to bed, or perhaps you have already gone past that and you've already assembled a team and you're ready to approach investors, at the end of the day, there's kind of fundamental steps you need to have to identify and validate your business model. So if you're ready to dive in, let's talk about validating business ideas on this episode of Bootstrap MD.
Welcome to Bootstrap MD, the Physician Entrepreneurs Podcast, your source to help you, the entrepreneurial doctor, live life on your own terms. Get new ideas and inspiration to help you find more balance in your professional life. If you're ready to get the knowledge without all the hype, you've come to the right place. It's the Bootstrap MD Podcast. And now your host, Dr. Mike Wu Ming.
Hey there, it's Brad. As someone who's passionate about podcasting, I've always thought there should be more support for physicians who want to share their stories and expertise. That's why we're launching Doctor Podcast Network.
We're bringing together a community of physician podcasters with one goal in mind: to provide the tools, connections, and resources you need to grow your show. So whether you've been podcasting for a while or maybe you're just starting, we've designed this network to support you every step of the way, and we're going to help each other rise, not compete.
If this sounds like something you'd benefit from, we'd love for you to join us as we get closer to launch. So you can sign up at drpodcastnetwork.co for early access. Stay tuned for more details in the coming weeks. Really looking forward to what we can create together. Dr. Podcast Network, where doctors podcast.
Dr. Podcast Network, where doctors podcast.
Dr. Podcast Network, where doctors podcast.
Hey guys, this is Dr. Mike Wu Ming. Welcome to another edition of Bootstrap MD. This is the podcast for healthcare and physician entrepreneurs. And so a common question that I get as a business coach and mentoring entrepreneurs, most notably physician entrepreneurs, is how you come up with a business idea that you think is going to work, that it's going to become successful. There's one thing about coming up with ideas, but then you need to validate it to make sure that, quote, society, that the universe is going to be wanting those ideas. And one issue that I often see is come up with some great ideas, but they don't do enough to determine, is this something that people are going to pay for? You may think it might be the best idea since sliced bread, but if nobody else wants sliced bread, then you're going to have a problem. So we're going to talk about kind of a process that I go through and I help mentor other clients to go through when coming up with ideas and then making sure that idea is going to become a success. And obviously you can't predict the future, but there are some things that you can to minimize your risk. We know that oftentimes you're busy working, you're paying bills, and you don't have a lot of spare time, and you're not sure if this idea is going to fly or not. So let's kind of go over my methodology for coming up with and validating business ideas. So the first step is identifying issues or problems that you currently face. Now, we'll tailor this to as a physician. So what are some areas that you see in your line of work that may be some areas of frustration? Maybe you feel that there are needed resources or some type of business that could help you based upon your own work. This could form the basis of an online business for you. So you want to make a list of daily frustrations, limitations, additional paperwork requirements, any other pain points that you currently experience in your own medical practice. You know, is it dealing with insurance providers? Is it inadequate patient educational resources? Still not sure on your idea? Talk to colleagues, discover what their problems are. What are their headaches that they commonly encounter? Put together like a wish list of resources, solutions, tools that could help make your job easier. See what are the processes at work that are you feel are inefficient. Maybe they're outdated and you found solutions that could improve them. Maybe you can help with additional appointment booking, refill requests, discharge planning? What are some gaps in physician education on topics such as leadership skills, business skills, work-life integration? Reflect on like what you've done previously in previous lines of work. What are some areas that you feel like, you know, I often found is I became a source when I found out people were asking me for specific advice, such as starting up their own practice. So you'll probably get a whole bunch of different ideas. And let's say you found out that, you know what, people come up to me to help solve their problems. Maybe I can turn this into a business. So for the point of this exercise, let's say you're really good at billing. You bill, you get what the work that you put in, you feel that you get the revenue that you're worth. You do it so efficiently and ethically, and you feel this is something that maybe I could teach, maybe as a consultant or as a online course. That can be the source of starting a business for you. The next strategy is now you've got your idea. Now we got to do some market research. So great thing about the internet, you can just do this right now on your laptop or your desktop. You know, are other people searching for information or solutions in this area? You can use keyword research tools to get some data back. So what am I talking about here? Well, here's a specific method that you can use. We all use Google. They have what's known as the Google Keyword Planner. Just put that into Google Keyword Planner. It's a free planning tool. You may have to start up, you know, start an ad account to get access to it. But what it'll do is it'll show you potential search terms that you could do related to your business. So this can help to determine if there's a lot of people interested in this. So if you're looking up, let's say you want to be an expert, look up medical billing businesses, medical billing experts, find out to determine what keyword phrases would be as if someone was looking for an answer for that, are people searches for it. If you're not getting a lot, you know, don't despair, maybe it's the keywords that you're using. But if you're finding that not a lot of people are actually searching for that particular keyword phrase, that probably is a good idea. Maybe this is the time to start that business. Another way that you can use Google, you can do Google Trends. So you can search with Google, and Google Trends helps identify terms over time. And then you can also compare like search volumes in particular regions of the country and to see perhaps in your country, maybe a lot of people are searching for that. You can use tools like SEM Rush or SpyFu. These are competitive analysis tools. So you can explore different search terms that are driving you traffic to competitor websites. Again, you can do Facebook groups, LinkedIn groups, forums, see if there are posts that are talking about the problems that you feel that your business could solve. You can look up YouTube. Are there topics that cover this? If you have a list or perhaps you have a list of colleagues that you can do online surveys, you can use Google Forms or SurveyMonkey or whatever survey tool that you're using on social to ask, you know, perhaps particular groups. Is this a problem that you feel that needs to be solved? Once you do your market research, this will give you a good idea to determine if there is a demand for this product, and that'll let you to determine if you should be able to take the next step. So what is the next step? I want to focus on what we discussed, which is doing a survey. You do surveys and then just ask, let's say you belong to a society in your specialty. And let's say we're going to use our example of billing expert. Ask them, how big of a problem is this to them? If you could put together a survey of probably like 5 to 10 questions, maybe a mix of some multiple choice and some open-ended questions, you're going to get a good idea to determine if this is something that they would want to have. Like, you know, one way that you could do it on a scale of 1 to 5, how important is billing in your practice or how important is getting paid what you bill in your practice. If you're seeing a lot of 1s or 2s, they're not interested, probably not a great idea. If you're seeing a lot of 5s, that's something that this is hot. I need to pursue this even further. Then an important question you want to ask is, would they be willing to pay for it? If you were going to have a course that can help you to become more efficient, how much would that course be worth? Perhaps it's a billing software that you've developed. You know, how much would they pay monthly to it? So you want to have a good idea. And not a lot of people do this, but I think it's really important. You have to understand this. Are people willing to pay for this particular problem? You want to move for just like, hey, yeah, I might be interested in it, to determine, is this something that could have commercial viability? Or you're going to be testing like, are people going to price this? What type of price testing? use those important metrics to determine, again, if you should take the next step. So what's the next step? Is assessing your competition. And again, use the power of the internet. You can search online to see if there are already businesses that are working to solve the issues that you've already identified and determine, is there a room for another entrant into this field? Or perhaps you're going to be doing something unique. I talk a lot about what is your USP, your unique selling proposition. What do you have that makes you unique, different than from the competition? Is it better pricing? Is it being more effective? Is it better customer support? Whatever that is, you should identify first, what is the competition? So how do you determine the competition? Simply put in those Google phrases that we talked about. What is coming up? In our case, we're going to look up how to become a better medical biller, medical billing software, how to improve the medical billing process in those examples. What do you see? You're probably going to see a lot of software on there. How much are they pricing the software? How long have they been in business? Are there software out there that have been in business for several years that it might be difficult for you to get in? Or maybe that's even a better place. Maybe they're considered a dinosaur and they see your company becoming more effective. What are the pricing models? Can you undercut their pricing on in there? What specific pain points are the competitors addressing, and are they doing it effectively? Is there a big enough audience for you to come in? Another way that you can assess your competition is to perform a SWOT analysis. We've talked about this before. SWOT, which stands for strengths, weaknesses, opportunity, and threats, to determine if this is a time for you to enter this particular market and what will it take. So it's important that you look over the landscape, see who your competitors are, and then form the basis of what you want to be able to do next to determine if this idea is going to be viable for you or not.
You spent years learning how to save lives, but no one taught you how to secure your own. When you work one-on-one with a CFP professional financial coach, you get a blueprint tailored for the long game of your complex situation. At My Financial Coach, they help physicians choose the best strategy to optimize your annuities and investments, implement tax-saving strategies, and tackle debt like your student loans or mortgage while refining your path to retirement. Save up for that boat, a child's college or wedding, or even a vacation home. Plan ahead for the impacts of the unexpected. Understand how much life insurance you actually need. Project how getting married, raising children, or taking care of an aging parent affects the progress towards your goals. Advice-only financial planning through a fixed monthly subscription, not commissions, to keep planning unbiased and in your best interest. A financial plan isn't just about your money, it's about your future. So go visit myfinancialcoach.com/bootstrapmd to meet with a financial coach and find out if Concierge Financial Planning is right for you.
Okay, so we talked about coming up with ideas. We talked about doing some competitive research to validate your ideas. The next step is all about now you need to start building your prospective audience. I recommend using social media. It's free to start the process going, building up your audience that way. And you need to start developing a web case to showcase your expertise. And what you're going to be doing is you're going to be giving them, showing you, hey, we're the expert, whether it's a business, we've got some product or software that we feel is going to be really important for you to use, or perhaps it's just your own expertise. You're going to be showing your prospective audience that you have the solutions to the particular problems that they're currently having. How do we use social media? You're going to identify first, what are the platforms you're going to use? You want to see, like, where is your audience? Is your audience on LinkedIn? It's more of a business type. Or is it more of a Facebook? Maybe it's a younger audience. Maybe you're going to be going through like a TikTok or Instagram. Maybe your product is very visual, where Instagram is going to be important. Now you've identified the social media platforms, you want to start posting relevant content, relevant free, relevant information to show you've got the insights of this particular problem. So you're going to be blogging, you're going to be posting on the social media with the idea that you're going to start getting some interest on particular products. So again, let's look at this example. If you're going to become the billing expert, maybe you're going to start posting about, hey, here are 7 things you need to know to make your billing process more efficiently. Maybe you're going to focus on like problems where people are, businesses, medical practices are leaving money on the table because they weren't able to bill effectively. Maybe you're going to show some what not to do where perhaps businesses got in trouble because they overbilled. So these are all examples that by posting, you're going to start building an audience and then you're going to show that you are the expert. Maybe you'll also generate other areas, develop tips, perhaps do live streaming Q&As, webinars, comment on current news that are related to this particular problem. Start promoting other colleagues' content that is relevant to them. So then you're going to start building on their audience as well. So the yourself that you're the expert, you're providing great value, you're going to be very helpful. You don't want to be too overly promotional because people can get carried away from that. Again, just post content that shows that you're knowledgeable and that you're helpful. Now that you've been very helpful and given great content, free content that's showing it's of value, now it's the time to check to see if they're going to be, you're going to gauge to see if you could do a paid offering, potential paid offering to this. You got your social media, you're building a platform, perhaps you're building an email list, and you're going to say, hey, I've been giving a lot of great information. Just like you, I have very limited time. Would anybody be interested in doing some consulting? If so, I'm going to have a webinar to ask what that is actually going to be about. And then what you're going to be doing is you're going to be launching that particular product or course or whatever you're going to be doing. And so you're going to simply just start a webinar where you can answer Q&As. And for people who want to know more information, you're going to set up a call with potential clients. That's one way that you can do it. You can also do like surveys and follow what we talked about previously about determining different pricing. If I came up with a product, would that be something that you'd be willing to pay for? How big a problem is this for you now? If it's a problem that they need to take care of right now, that's something that's hot and you need to jump on that. If it's something like, yeah, I think it's a good idea, but maybe 6 months down the road, that price tells you that maybe you shouldn't pursue this idea. You want to gauge some interest. You want to also build it up with a launch. I recommend getting the book by Jeff Walker, a good friend of mine, called Launch. Talk about how to launch a particular product. You want to get some excitement involved into that. But this is where I know some doctors get a little bit antsy because I don't want to get paid, but you want to be paid what you're worth. You develop this expertise over time, and so you should be paid with the cost of what you've actually had to learn the hard way about this. I'm sure you've paid, at least in this case, with a lot of your time and money to see what's worked, and now you'll be able to share it with others. And then the final step is now you need to develop your MVP, your minimum viable product. Perhaps you're going to start like a pilot program. Let's say we're going to start off with doing some consulting. Perhaps it's a one-on-one consulting or perhaps a small group consulting. Maybe you take them on for 6 to 9 days to see if that works. You want to identify with that MVP, the minimum viable product, identify what is the core functionality, just like what is the essence. I see too many people, they try to think of all the different things that they could do when all they need to care about is the MVP. If you're not familiar with that term, it's very important in tech companies. They just want to get something that's functional, run a pilot offer, a cohort offer, and before you do the big launch to the masses on here, maybe you're going to price it a little bit more inexpensively. And you're just going to focus on, I'm going to make my clients and help them best as I can before I move on forward. And what's going to be an important part when you've got that small cohort is feedback. You want to know what worked. What did you like about it? What you didn't like about it? That's going to be key to determining what is the next step before you make it bigger and better. I always like to have a small group first and to see what works and what doesn't before I come out with some big course where you're spending hours upon hours, days after days creating this course. I see this all the time. They spend all this time creating this course and they launch it and they get crickets because they didn't ask the right questions. They didn't cover the right topics that people were interested in. By creating a smaller cohort, you're going to become more efficient with your time because, like I said, you're probably busy working as a clinician. You don't have a lot of time. By concentrating on that MVP, keeping it small, getting great feedback, you're going to come up with a better product, a better service. So that was my step-by-step process of coming up and validating your business idea. So number one, you want to identify issues and problems that you're currently experiencing with. Two, conduct market research around those issues. See if other doctors kind of feel like the same using some keyword research, checking the internet, You want to then validate your demand for a potential offering. Again, creating some surveys, interviewing your colleagues to see if they'd be interested in a particular product or service. Four, you want to assess the competition, what else is out there, determine whether the different pricing is out there. Is there room for a new player into this industry? Number five, start building your audience through social media, creating your own website that showcases your expertise. Then you want to gauge interest with a paid offering, perhaps do a webinar, do some Q&A, see if this is something that they would pay for, very important. And then finally, developing your MVP, your minimum viable product, see what's been working, getting continuous feedback before you launch your big product or service. So I hope you enjoyed the topic today, coming up with and validating your business idea. It's a question that I get a lot. I asked a lot about, and that process really has been working for me and my students. And if you like the podcast and you want to let other people know about it, I could really appreciate leaving a review on wherever you listen to reviews, whether it be on Apple or wherever, Spotify, wherever that is. By leaving a 5-star review that lets other people know about the content that I've been creating, helps spread the message and helps spur more physician entrepreneurs, because I really feel that is the only solution to help improve this industry of medicine by having more physicians interested in business, coming up solutions which can help humankind. So that's it for me. As always, guys, you can have ups and downs in your business, but do something a little each day, get you closer to your goals, and keep moving forward.
You've just listened to the Bootstrap MD podcast. For more valuable resources, as well as past recordings of our show, check out our website at bootstrapmd.com. Now let's get to work.